We're going to do item number 15 next.
From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend Chapter 203 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as appropriate to comply with federal legislative and regulatory changes governing tax-qualified retirement plans that impact the OBRA 1990 retirement system of Milwaukee County and to clarify its operation and administration. This item was referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Pension Study Commission, and the Pension Board. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0. The Pension Study Commission approved it by a vote of 4-0.
Thank you. Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. On my left, I have Larry Langer from Buck Consultants, our actuary, and on my right is Steve Huff from Reinhardt Borner Van Duren, the Pension Board's outside tax counsel. What you have before you is a set of ordinance amendments related to the OBRA pension plan, which is the smaller pension plan for seasonal employees. These ordinance amendments are mostly technical, and I'll get into that in a minute. The background for this is that the OBRA pension plan has not been amended for approximately a decade, and in that intervening decade, the IRS, the Congress, has adopted amendments to the Internal Revenue Code that are mandatory provisions. And so this is to pick up all of those changes over the past decade. The OBRA pension plan has been in an audit with the IRS for approximately 4 years. As part of the closing agreement to close that audit, they look at the operations of the plan, but they also look at the plan itself. And so the IRS has stated that as a requirement to close the audit, these ordinance amendments must be adopted by the county board, and they must be adopted by the county board 90 days from November 9th, which means they've got to be done at this next meeting. In addition, the plan is required periodically to file with the IRS for what's called a determination letter, which is the IRS's review of the plan to make sure it's up to date and that it remains a tax-qualified plan. Mr. Huff did that on behalf of the pension board some time ago, and the IRS has said they will approve the plan as continuing to be tax qualified, but these amendments, again, are required as part of that approval process. The amendments, we were asked yesterday by Supervisor DeBrun, some of these amendments are very specific, like a dollar amount limit on compensation or an interest rate number, and she asked, is the IRS really asking us to put that level of detail in our plan? And the answer is yes. What I said earlier this morning was that that's why the Internal Revenue Code is this thick, is because it has that kind of level of detail. And so these are, in fact, specific requirements from the Internal Revenue Code. They are mostly technical. They are also consistent with the way the plan's been operated, because the plan has been operating consistent with the code, even though it's not in our ordinance. And what you'll hear from Mr. Langer is that because they are technical, a lot of them don't even apply to us. As an example, a compensation limit of $200,000 or whatever the number is in here, seasonal employees are never going to hit that, but we're required to have that limit in the plan, even though it never has any practical effect for our plan. So a lot of them relate to that. And as Mr. Langer will tell you, that there is no actuarial effect on these changes because of their technicality and because we've been operating consistent with them for quite some time. So with that, I'll turn it to Mr. Langer.
Mr. Langer.
All right. Thank you. There's a January 23rd, 2012 letter from us, as Mr. Grady has been saying, that the bottom line, because either doesn't impact these members or because the plan has been operating this fashion over the course of time, there is no actual impact of these amendments, of these 17 proposed ordinance amendments. I guess it's one proposed ordinance amendment affecting 17 different sections. And that ends the end of my prepared comments, unless someone has questions.
Mr. Huff, do you have anything to add?
I would just reiterate that these are all required amendments required by changes to the Internal Revenue Code, by the determination letter, and by the closing agreement with the IRS. And none of them have any impact other than what's been the operation of OBRA all along.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, because the comments you've heard and I've heard the last couple of days, I would move to concur with what Finance voted and Pension Board on this issue.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments? by members of the committee? Hearing none, we have a motion by Supervisor Schmidt to concur with Finance and Audit and the Pension Study Commission. Please call the roll on that vote.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Cheer.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit and the Pension Study Commission is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. We're going to do